Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM welcome you to new episodes of Your Stories, Our Community. We will be interviewing people from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences from around the Harvey area. 12 current volunteer Harvey Community Radio announcers will conduct the interviews, and station manager Ian Taylor will coordinate the project and is the producer of the recordings. Harvey Community Radio is thankful for the financial support for the project by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and the Shire of Harvey. Welcome to Your Stories, Our Community. Welcome to Your Stories, Our Community. My name is Ian. I'm an announcer here at Harvey Community Radio, and I'm interviewing Duncan Booth, a new resident to Harvey. Welcome, Duncan.
Thank you, Ian. Very, very happy to be here.
How long have you been in the Harvey area, and what was the reason for coming here, Duncan?
Well, we moved down here permanently in about May of 2022. We had bought the house in November of 21. With the view to sell our business and come down here and live permanently. And we actually achieved the permanent residency down here really in May, but we were using the house as a holiday home for 6 months, which was fantastic.
Oh, terrific. And you're very happy down here?
Yeah, it's great. It's certainly a different lifestyle to what we had up there, but I suppose retiring as well gives you a different lifestyle. But yeah, we're really enjoying the area. There's lots and lots to do, and we're really taking full advantage of that opportunity to get out there and explore.
And tell us a bit about yourself and your own growing up story.
Well, I was the first Australian in my family. My mum and dad were from England, and they came over with my two sisters back in about 1965, I think they came over here. And I was born in 67, lived in Perth, travelled lots, but really my base has always been Perth. And I never thought that I'd move to the country either, but my wife Sally, she had owned a property down in the Ferguson Valley previously. She thought it would be a wonderful place to live, so we came looking in the area and finally settled on Harvey as the real jewel in the crown down here.
The spot. What are the things about Harvey, that the area, that you really think are special to you and Sally?
Well, we still have family up in Perth. We've got a couple of our four kids still living in Perth. Another one in York, working in Northam, and then we've got a son who's over in Canada at the moment skiing. But to keep in contact with the family up in Perth, Harvey's beautiful, only an hour and a half away, and really a great stepping stone to lots of things to do in our southwest.
And Duncan, what are the main things in life that you and Sally enjoy doing the most?
Well, certainly life has changed for us since selling the business, because obviously that was a huge time draw for us. But now we've got lots of time on our hands, which is fantastic. So we have moved into a little cottage just opposite the quietest pub in the southwest. And we've got some plans to demolish an area out the back and build the shed and, you know, extend the house a little bit. So that's taking up a little bit of time, but really what we have been doing for the last year is exploring the area and just getting out and having a good look around. I think we've been to every country town pub in the area, or within sort of a hour and a half radius. It's been fantastic to really explore an area which I knew about, because I did have a job where I was working for Origin Energy with their LPG, and of course people in the country need lots of LPG, so I did explore and look after a lot of businesses around this area. But Harvey's always been an area that is very easy to bypass, very simple to keep driving past that sign and think that the few houses on the Southwest Highway, or you know, down near the Crooked Carrot, you know, that's the Harvey area.
That's true.
It's very few people actually come into this wonderful town,
and it's so close to Perth as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we're really enjoying it. You know, we've been down to Byelup Beach over the last few days three times, and it's just there is so much to do if you do actually get out there and explore the area.
Yeah, it's close to a lot of attractions and things to do, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So we're loving that. You know, we just went out to the Brunswick pub yesterday and on a whim. It's just nice to be able to go out and spend time and really enjoy life, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. And before COVID-19, do you think there were some things you would possibly took for granted?
I understand that a lot of people had a terrible time during COVID, but you know, the truth is that I've come out of COVID, and Sally, we've come out of COVID extremely well. Our business was considered essential service, so we never actually had to close the business down at all. In fact, we accelerated with our business growth during the COVID time. It was very
amazing,
very
isn't it?
It was. It was. You know, there are a lot of businesses affected, and I have said on quite a few occasions that I have a little bit of COVID survivor guilt, because it really wasn't as bad as
I was just about to say. Please explain.
Oh, for so many people, I feel awful. Our business really took off. Things just went crazy during the COVID time. Of course, having staff, it was, you know, there were definitely challenging times there where we did have a couple of staff, you know, get COVID at the same time. Yeah, we seem to actually come out of COVID better than we did when we went in. Neither Sally or I have ever had a COVID test, which is...
That's quite remarkable.
pretty weird, yeah. So never in the whole time we've had to. It's not that we've been avoiding them or anything like that, but we've just never found ourselves in the situation where we've needed to have a test.
Yeah. And that's even with travelling a fair bit, because you have travelled a fair bit, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We have. But it just seems that we just never have. You know, there were cut-off points where tests were needed, or, you know, masks were on. Well, the Harvey being in the southwest, sort of being the first town that actually qualifies as southwest, even when the mask restrictions were on in Peel and up in Perth.
That's true, yes.
Southwest, so we'd come down here on the weekends. It was just fantastic.
It was all okay down here at that time,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
We've probably already touched on this, but what were the most challenging things for you during the last 3 years of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, while we still had the business, while COVID was new, you know, things were weird. I used to go out into people's homes and give them a full quote for doing their moves. And of course, suddenly that changed. You know, I started to give quotes over mobile phones. You know, getting people to FaceTime me and just walk around the house and show me things. And
that's different, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a very different time. Yeah, we were throwing boxes away there for a couple of weeks. Normally, we'd keep the removal cartons, the boxes that people use, but no, we didn't know whether they were infected, and it was very weird there for a while. But we soon sort of got into the swing of working with COVID, and you know, the guys had to sanitize and, you know, keep distance and wear the masks all
continually,
the time,
yes,
all of that kind of stuff. But we got through. We did survive. But then, of course, you know, our selling the business, and we'd always planned to sell the business. It just happened to coincide with COVID. But then coming down here, so it was just a really big change. You know, packing up our house, moving ourselves. You know.
It is. Yes.
And of course, like, plumbers have the worst pipes. You know, I put Sally through hell by any time there was a spare truck, I'd just come in and say, by the way, we're packing up this room today. And off we'd go.
Away you go.
Yeah. So it was just different. It was just different to put these different plans in, I suppose, to deal with the COVID.
Yeah, and you were quite fortunate to sell the business during that time.
Yeah, we were. We actually sold it to, we had a franchise, and so we sold it to the master franchisor. We were his only franchise, in fact. We were lucky, we're happy, we're grateful that we were able to sell the business. You know, a lot of people maybe wouldn't have been able to find buyers at that time, but yeah, things just kind of lined up for us, which was very fortunate.
No, very nice. And that brings me to the next question of highlights for you during that period of time. I think you've just said one of them was selling the business.
Oh, yes. And we're recording this at 8 o'clock in the morning. I think that was the first time that I had used my alarm just to make sure that I was up.
Well, I'm glad you did. It'd be pretty lonely in here without you.
what were the highlights? I think throwing the alarm clock away was a beautiful thing. Yes, yes.
And we're going to break it up with a song, one of your favourite songs, Duncan, Forever Young by Youth Group.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weird one, but I think it's the sentiment that the song actually gives. I've skateboarded for, I'm 55 now, and I suppose I started skateboarding when I was about 7 or 8. And Forever Young by Youth Group is a song which is synonymous with that skateboarding in the 70s. And I still skateboard around town. I'm sure I've raised a few eyebrows, being a 6'4".
I was going to say it'd be
huge white beard.
It'd be an interesting sight.
Yes, yeah. I've got a longboard which I love to push around. So yeah, if you see me, give me a wave. But Forever Young by Youth Group really has that sort of surfy kind of
good feel to it.
Yeah, yeah. Freedom type vibe. So it is nice. But yeah, enjoy this one.
Okay, so here we go. Forever Young by Youth Group.
Leaders getting tuned.
was Forever Young by Youth Group. It was very nice. Thank you, Duncan, for that choice.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. Do you or any of your family members suffer, did they suffer directly from COVID-19? And what were those experiences like?
Well, as I said, Sally and I, we were very lucky that we've never even had to have a test. We've had some very unfortunate stories come from our friend group where we've had friends who have lost parents, both parents, very suddenly over in South Africa. And this particular fellow's brother fell ill within a couple of days, so he thought he was going to lose three family members within no time. But luckily, his brother pulled through. And so hearing stories like that from close hand, that hasn't been nice. But our family, yes, a couple of the kids have had COVID. Our daughter went up north, I can't remember, I think it was Karatha that she went up to, and she got COVID, or she got exposed to COVID up there, so she had to isolate in a donga for a week, and that wasn't the plan at all. But you know, these are nothing in comparison to what other people had. But we definitely knew that we would we wouldn't fly away on a holiday or whatever, not knowing whether we would have been able to get back into the state. As some of our friends did, you know, they took the gamble and they fell on the wrong side of the equation there. But no, honestly, we just feel blessed that we haven't really had a great impact that that COVID has had on many people.
Yeah, it's affected a lot, hasn't it? And loneliness and isolation, all those factors that go into it, it's quite amazing.
Yes, I agree. The loneliness factor, you know, there was a very small amount of time where we were actually isolated at home. I think it has been tough for a lot of people, and even just the social media pressures that people have, it's been exacerbated by COVID.
And I think it brought the worst and the best out of people, didn't it? Bit of both.
Yeah, it did. It did. We had a we saw that our kids adapted quite well. You know, when they first were isolated, and being sort of in the early 20s, they're really your social years, aren't they? They're, you know, you're always out at parties.
Correct.
Or whatever with your friends.
Yes.
But we saw that they as a group organized Zoom meetings where they would just all be sitting at home, you know, having a drink at home, but yet you're having your drink together with your mates.
Yeah.
And they would formulate quizzes, and it was really good the way that that we saw these 20-somethings adapt and sort of just get on with life. And it's nice to see a young group facing adversity but making the most of it rather than...
And a lot of people did, didn't they? That's where social media was good for it, for communication?
Definitely. Look, there's definitely upsides and definitely downsides to social media.
What about the main things that have changed for you over the last three COVID-19 years?
Well, you know, the retiring is something that sort of overrides everything else. So that's just been such a massive change, and actually relocating. Sally grew up in Sydney, so she's relocated over to Western Australia. You know, previously, but I had never actually moved outside of my own little area of existence. Changed to now be living down here, you know.
Yeah.
But we have found that it's just been awesome meeting new people down here. We immediately set ourselves up with a membership at the rec centre and got along to yoga classes and fitness classes, and we can join the gym. And from there, we just found that we just met people, and suddenly we'd invite them over for dinner, or we'd get invited over for dinner for someone, or, you know. And so we feel very welcomed in this small country town, and that's a lovely, lovely change and lovely feeling that we've had over the last couple of years, to be able to relocate and just feel as if we are actually part of the community.
That's great. Great to hear. Some lovely people here and enthusiastic people, many different cultures as well. And that's great that you've had a positive experience.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I highly recommend Harvey as a town to live in. You know, it's a nice size. It's got everything that you can possibly imagine that you would need from an emergency hospital. Yeah, there's everything down here, and we've just been so surprised. Well, I don't know whether we've been surprised, because we did put the research in and we found that this is the spot. But pleasantly surprised, I suppose, at the actual the friendships that we have been able to build up over this short amount of time.
Great to hear the move has paid off, so to speak.
Oh, definitely.
In a very nice way.
Definitely. And our kids are thrilled too. Being able to just come down here for a weekend, enjoy the experience, go for the dog walks. Yeah, come out on the skateboard with me. Go for a belt around the block.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
You won't miss me.
Oh, dear. So with regard, what's important to you, have any of your priorities changed during the last 2 years? And what would they include now? I can see one straight away, relaxation.
Oh, yes. And I haven't had a haircut since selling the business.
I wasn't going to say anything, Duncan.
I've just become a hippie. Yeah, well, of course, you know, the whole retiring thing, so there's a massive change there and moving an hour and a half down south, that's a big change. But I think just the relaxation, the animals love us a lot more. We've got a dog and a cat. So Winnie and Bob just absolutely love the fact that we are...
You're around all the time.
Almost 24/7. It's amazing to see that there's always the animal sitting there. So that's improved. I mean, you know, we are not stressed. It's just been a great time for us. Really, really, really thrilled about you know what's happened over the last couple of years for us.
What do you think has changed for the Harvey area and society in general during the last 3 years of COVID?
Well, COVID's definitely really given the food businesses in Harvey a really big kick, and I feel so, so sorry for those vendors that. That have been trying to, you know, get the food stuff happening in Harvey, because it is unfortunately an area where we are lacking. By having staff that are either choosing not to be vaccinated and not being able to be employed through that time, and that's definitely their choice and up to them, or the fact that it is actually, you know, a case of having to isolate, and so suddenly you're getting a call from a staff member saying, oh no, you know, I can't come in today. So that has been hard. Obviously, during that time where we were isolated over here, it meant that a lot more people could only travel within the state. So I'm sure that did increase the amount of people that were coming down to the southwest. But definitely, I think that the main fallout that I have seen, and I may be wrong in this, but from what I have seen, has been the staffing. It's been very hard for staff and very hard for people to find accommodation, a place to live in Harvey. I suppose
yes.
The secret's out that it is so good. But we've got great employment here with Harvey Beef, Harvey Fresh. And so I suppose a big impact, as I've said, is the staffing. But we have very good employment options here. We've got the Harvey Beef, we've got the milk, and the juice as well, so Harvey Fresh there. So they're big employers in the town. And, of course, with the Wager Up and other big places like Kemerton. Yeah, there are great employment prospects, but unfortunately in Harvey, it's housing that we're lacking in.
It is an issue, like it is everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a real problem. What about, do you think we're a more resilient society now? Like the Harvey area, more resilient after that COVID-19 scare?
Yeah, I think that everybody has gained a bit of resilience, because it's been a bit of a kick in the head for us all to suddenly have this COVID thing happening. Sally and I were talking last night actually about the millennials and how they have actually been shown that life is not fantastic all of the time. It's not all beer and Skittles, and suddenly this big pandemic thing where we're told for the greater good we have to do certain things and get locked down or stop traveling. And it's been good for people to see that there is actually life can sometimes be a bit tougher.
Ooh,
and that can be very good for you.
It
can be very good for you to go through those times and realize that, hey, I did get through that, and it wasn't as tough as I really thought it was going to be.
Exactly right, and it does make you more resilient.
It does, it does, and things are always scarier in your mind than they are when you actually go ahead and tackle them. Being forced to do this and then looking back on it, I'm sure that a lot of people have gone, I'm quite proud of myself for the way that I actually did deal with that.
Oh, very good answer. And COVID-19, are you optimistic? You and your wife for the future, and what are some of your hopes and dreams in the coming years in the Harvey area?
Well, Optimism is my middle name, and that's always how I've how I've looked at life. Yeah, we're very optimistic. The town is fantastic. We've met wonderful people. We see a very, very bright future here for us. You know, we've bought this house in our late 50s, and we think that really this is where we will be until our last dying breath.
That's a real statement, isn't
it? Yeah, that's optimism for you. But yeah, it's great. I can't think of a nicer place to base ourselves. We do want to travel a lot, and this year we've got a stupid amount of travel organised. Yeah, Harvey is the spot for us, and I can't see anything but a very, very bright future down here.
Well, Duncan Booth, thank you for sharing your story on Your Stories, Our Community. On Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Ian. It's been nice to share this. It's been nice for me to have a think about this as you've been asking me these questions, and for me to realise how lucky we are to live in such a great area.
We are, very much so. And have you got a song to see us out?
Yeah, I have got a song. It's one from quite a while ago in the mid-80s. It's from a band that I really loved back then and I do enjoy now. It's Madness. It's a bit of an instrumental, but it's one that I hope that as you listen to this, maybe we'll get people standing up and just having a little bit of a boogie. So this is Madness, One Step Beyond.
Hey you, don't watch that, watch this. This is the heavy, heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of Madness. One Step Beyond!